Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. Guys, Benny, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dougal.
David, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Doogie.
I have a confession. I'm very embarrassed. I've been a practicing psychic for like 15 years, and people say things all the time. They're like, I'm a double Gemini, my moon's in whatever, I'm transferring
my house
Saturn.
I nod,
and I go, that's great for you. I know nothing, guys, nothing about astrology. So I said to David, I was like, we get so many emails about Mercury retrograde and going places, and I don't know what it means, and I need you to find an astrologer. And we completely fell in love with someone. So I'm very excited today. In studio with us is our new friend, astrologer and hypnotherapist Stephanie Jones. Good morning, Stephanie.
Oh, good morning, Hugo.
How are you?
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here, but I just need it to be clear that if I say something silly and I don't know what I'm talking about, I think there are certain headsets that go towards astrology. I am not a numbers person in any way. So I'm embarrassed to say I know nothing, and you are going to be our resident expert. This is my desire, and you're going to teach me, and I'm going to learn from you. But I want to begin with saying, how did you get started in astrology?
Well, let me tell you, I'll be gentle with you.
Good.
I'll try to make this very, very pleasant.
Good.
What happened to me was I was 18 years old, and I walked into a cafe and applied for a job.
Mm.
And the manager came out and said, give me your birth time, date, place. Okay, see you tomorrow. I was like, but there's no application. She said, nope, come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. I came back tomorrow, and she told me everything about myself. It was astonishing.
Really?
She said, you're going to have four children or you'd be a fabulous actress. You had a lot of responsibility when you were young. You're a really wonderful worker. You have four planets in Virgo. You're hired. I was like, what?
Okay, so four planets.
I didn't know what that meant either.
Yeah.
So I immediately went and took a class at the community college because she just blew me. It was the first time somebody had seen me.
Yeah.
And to have it as a job interview, I mean, everything about it just blew my mind. So I went and took a community college class, and I was in the headspace to learn it. It does take a certain amount. It's like learning music. It's just a language.
Yeah.
But once you learn that language, you see it's the law of correspondence. What you do is just a different look at the rainbow. You're looking at the different energetic notes that manifest in our lives as colors.
Right.
Astrology is the different energetic notes that manifest in our lives as planets.
I gotcha. Okay.
And, you know, you see red, well, you're really seeing Mars.
Right, because that all correlates,
yeah,
don't you think?
It's all the same.
Okay.
So this is just a different language.
What community college actually offered astrology? How cool is that?
I don't think
I've ever heard of that before.
I know. It was in Denver, Colorado, and now they're more segregated. I mean, you could go to Bodhi Tree or...
Right, of course.
You know, you could find it any place. But so that's what introduced me to it, and I became obsessed because I couldn't believe we all didn't know it.
Yeah, I know, right? Because, well, the interesting thing that I think is about astrology is even if someone says they don't believe in, you know, psychic phenomenon or New Age phenomenon, it's in most major newspapers as a horoscope. Even, you know, complete and total skeptics know their sign. It's like cocktail party conversation to say, what sign are you? And I think it's interesting that astrology, in my opinion, is one of the only kind of New Age mediums that is really considered totally mainstream. It's like if you're an expert in it, you're really well respected, where people kind of roll their eyes at me and look like I'm a freak.
Well, astrology was the first science.
Right.
Astrology was the first way that the ancient ones looked up at the sky, and they've started to correlate what was going on with the position of the moon and what was happening in their lives. I mean, it started the very basic sun. When the sun was in the summertime, they could plant, and then in the fall they could harvest, and then in the winter they had to go to sleep and protect themselves, and that was the cycles of the sun. The same is true with the moon. They are energetic beings.
Mm.
They are beings, and they're the first beings. And astronomy came after astrology as far as starting to court, you know, plot the course of the planets so we could see really basically what was going to happen. Ancient kings, everyone had an astrologer because
right.
It was basically the time clock
yeah.
of energy. That's why it goes so far back. It's the beginning. It's the first science. It's been poo-pooed and turned into a pop culture.
I know. Sometimes it's cheesy. Right.
Very cheesy, but it is an art form. You know, there's interpretation that goes on, and also there's a whole myriad of things out there in the galaxy. How do we choose to just look at 10 planets and
right.
several asteroids? Well, and there's different systems in the east and in India and in the west. I practice Western astrology, but the point is,
I don't know what the difference is.
It's the first thing that we ever started to look at as far as divination in order to survive.
Okay.
Period.
Now, in compared to like Vedic astrology, what do you know?
Well, it's a different system.
It's just a different system. Okay.
You know, yeah, it's a different system, and we won't take our time with that. You can, if you're interested, and you get your Western chart done, and you get your Vedic chart done, and it's just all fascinating.
Just to see the combination.
Yeah.
Right. So here's what I'm interested in. You keep using the word science, and I think, you know, I tend to be more of an emotionally centered person. So I hear the word science, and I get nervous, which is ridiculous. Because technically speaking, again, correct me if I'm wrong, you are plugging in numbers when you do a chart for a person or a situation in order to prepare like a forecast with the weather of what kind of energy is coming up in the next few weeks. Is that correct?
Well, we're in the Earth. Mm. We're geocentric because everything's about us.
Right.
So we say that the Earth is in the center,
right.
even though we know the Sun's in the center of our solar system. We pretend the Earth's in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And looking out from the Earth, we see all around in the circle, where is the Sun today? Where is the Moon? Where is Mercury? Where is Venus? That person chose to be born at that moment in time because the position of those planets is in rapport to their psychic energy,
right.
to their soul pattern. And when we see that, we then see what indeed is their predisposition and the energetic that they're matching. And so, yes, then we can talk about bringing consciousness to that positioning and that patterning. The person then wakes up into self-consciousness.
Right.
And then, yes, can talk about what the weather is coming up. And just like if we know it's going to rain tomorrow, you bring an umbrella.
You prepare for it. Exactly. And that's one of the things that I love about your work, because a lot of astrology and I've worked with, you know, a ton of astrologers before, like in certain things that I've done. But one of the reasons I love your work so much is you have a very positive spin about it. You know, when we first met for lunch, I was talking about how I will get blasted with emails about Mercury in retrograde. People won't leave the house. They act like everything is falling apart. And you had a really interesting take on it of versus seeing the negative aspect. It's just a different way to live that week,
yeah.
correct? Or that time.
Well, what I love about the retrograde Mercury is that it takes us out of consensus thinking.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we each have our own little quirky things that start happening to us. And a lot of what it is new ideas, new adventures, new opportunities. But it disrupts familiarity. And that's why people get upset by it or have a stigma about it, because we all want everything to be familiar. For instance, took me an hour to get here this morning when it should have taken me 15 minutes.
Right.
That can disrupt my familiarity. So Mercury retrograde disrupts familiarity. But because of that, the crack opens up and the light comes in of something that you weren't even seeing before, some opportunity you had no idea about.
And why do people freak out? I mean,
they don't like things to be not familiar or not easy or not in consensus thinking.
So when you say I don't even know what it means when Mercury is in retrograde. So first let's start with the basic translation of that. What does it actually mean?
Well, Mercury is our mind and our communication and thinking and traveling and balancing our checkbook. It's communication.
Okay.
Every four times a year, it's like when your car is passing a train when you're a little kid going on a road trip, and
right.
all of a sudden you pass a train, and it looks like your car is going backwards
right.
because the train is going so much faster than you are.
Yeah.
When Mercury sometimes passes the Earth and the Sun, and we won't get bored with all the technology, but the relative speed of the planet, it makes it look like the planet is going backwards because the speed is different than the speed of the Earth.
But basically, it's an influx of energy.
But what it does is it shifts the way the energy is perceived
gotcha.
In our nervous system.
Okay. So you feel differently,
you
but
feel
nothing's actually
differently.
Coming at you.
Well, you're processing cosmic energy
right.
that has shifted. And you're processing it however your nervous system does.
And there's a choice in that moment, don't you think? You can choose to have it be completely overwhelming and not leave your house, or you can choose to integrate that new energy and use it for your highest good.
And that's the whole point of astrology.
Okay.
is so that you have more choice.
I think I'm getting it. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's why it's scary, is people think it's taking away their free will and it's
right.
fated and it's this scary thing. But really, it's just so that you have more choice.
Yeah.
When the planets retrograde, like I said, if you think about a car going past a train, they all retrograde, except the sun and the moon. And that is an internalized time. Mm. If your car all of a sudden's floating backwards, you're going, woo!
Right, you're freaking out.
And it takes you a moment to process the information.
Right.
That is exactly what happens when a planet goes retrograde to all of us, and we all interpret it differently.
Oh, my God, guys, I'm totally learning. I swear I'm obsessed with her. Stephanie Jones is her name. If you want to get more information, call 323-369-8221. That's 323-369-8221. And what's even more exciting, we begged, we pleaded. Stephanie was very kind to donate a 1.5-hour reading to one of our listeners. So if you go like the Facebook page, you can register for the sweepstakes. Click sweepstakes on the left-hand column, and next week someone will be selected. So here's the deal. It's $175 value. Big deal. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. I'm nervous. I haven't had a reading in 10 years, but Stephanie's going to talk about my chart. It's very exciting. I'm Dougal Frazier. My special guest, Stephanie Jones. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Did you know that if your blood levels of vitamin D are within an optimal range, your ability to lose weight is much more enhanced? This is due to the fact that when your body has an amount that is well over survival levels, over 50 nanograms per milliliter, then and only then can your body take that surplus and create calcitriol, the most important steroid hormone in your body, in charge of balancing hormones like thyroid, which controls metabolism, and other hormones such as insulin and cortisol. For more information, visit my website, PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com. Or please call me at 1-888-827-9770. That's 1-888-827-9770. Powerful medicine, powerful healing for a vibrant life.
Hi, I'm astrologer Stephanie Jones, and this is your Astro Update for September. The sun is in Virgo, the sign of the harvest. And I love it when the sun's in Virgo. I can finally get something done. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com for further updates and see where the sun in Virgo brings the gifts of the harvest to you in your birth chart. That's 323-369-8221.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Frazier, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFrazier.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Grab somebody sexy, tell them hey.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm totally obsessed with our guest today, Stephanie Jones. If you want to get more information on her amazing astrology services, go to stephanie-jones.com. That's PH. Or I'm sending it out in the newsletter. It's on my website. I'm nervous, Stephanie. I really haven't had a reading. I'm not joking, in like maybe 12 years. So David was like, I think
Dougal, nervous? This is a first.
I know.
Wow.
I like talking about other people's problems.
That's right.
She's got it right there in front of her. First of all, she has all of the stuff. And so we are going to take a look into my chart. Be kind.
Don't you worry about it. It's going to be really fun. And I tell you, for the few minutes that we're going to have, we're just going to touch on some things. I'm not going to bore you with the whole big description of the whole thing. But as you know, your sun is in Taurus. See, the planets move around through the zodiac. The sun is always going to be your ego and your drive for ambition. But in Taurus, it acts differently than in Gemini or Cancer or Leo. Those are the different signs. Mm. The sun in Taurus, you bring value to things. You are all about making things valuable in this life, valuing time, valuing content. Your sun is on the third house of communication. You're a communicator. You're a speaker. You're a talker. You're a storyteller. You're a natural writer. You're a traveler. You have Pisces rising, the sign that was coming up on the horizon. And if you look out with your magical eyes, when you were born, Pisces was coming up on the horizon.
Oh.
And Pisces is ruled by Neptune.
Okay.
And your Neptune, the planet Neptune, is at the top of the chart. Fame, honor, and glory.
Hmm.
The way the public is the way you reflect your spiritual, artistic nature. You put your spiritual, artistic, psychic, compassionate, healing nature right up into the public eye. You'll be famous for being a psychic, famous for being a seer, famous for being whatever kind of artistic thing you do. Neptune's on the house of fame.
Hmm.
And that's the ruler of your Pisces rising, and it's also the ruler of your Pisces moon. Your moon is in Pisces, which is your emotions, your sensitivity. In the first house of the self, you're very intuitive. You flow beautifully into other people's energy. Part of what you're finding in this life is how to separate your own other energy from other people's energy.
Oh my God.
You have Venus conjunct Mars in Aries, which is that you're very much a self-starter. They're opposed by Pluto, which means you're obsessed with love. You're obsessed with self-esteem, with creativity. You're really trying to find a balance between how you control things and how you allow other people to control things. Your North Node is in Libra, which means in this lifetime, you are learning how to compromise. You're learning how to collaborate. You're learning how to be in partnership. In many past lives, you had South Node in Aries, which means there was very much about self-consciousness and self-development and self-orientation. And you're bringing that tremendous wisdom you've learned about being yourself, which is one reason why you're a psychic. In this life, it helps you. It helps you create rapport with another. It helps you go into another people's vibration. So you're learning Libra how to collaborate in this life.
Mm.
You have Neptune about to come across your ascendant. Neptune went into Pisces just in April, and you have Pisces rising. Right now, if we, again, used our magic eyes, Neptune is right below the horizon in your chart.
Mm.
And in 2012, it's going to rise. Oh, you're going to see it on the ascendant. What it's going to do is you're going to start changing your image. You're going to change the way you're doing your show, or you're going to have another show. You're going to go on TV more. You're going to have some kind of whole new
David,
way in
did
which
you tell her to sail?
Some new way in which you express yourself. You're coming out from behind the scenes is what it is. You're coming out from behind the scenes. Now, this
I
is going to be
you
within the
saying,
next year.
I'm curious. You keep talking about Pisces, and people always ask me at events, do you have a lot of Pisces in your chart?
And
I'm like, I don't know.
You do.
Why are people asking me that?
Because Pisces is a sign of the psychic.
Okay.
Pisces is psychic awareness, intuitive, it's imagination, it's vision. It's the thing that lets you be a psychic.
Okay.
And see, a Taurus is not necessarily a psychic sun
That's whatever
sun
they
sign.
Seem surprised when I say I'm
because,
a Taurus.
Yeah, but your sun in Taurus makes you able to manifest a radio show, manifest business.
Mm.
You bring value to the psychic awareness.
Mm.
You're not a psychic sitting alone somewhere at a
right.
Renaissance fair. Nobody can ever talk
God,
to you. You know
can
what I'm
you
saying?
Imagine?
Yeah.
Outfits alone.
This is a
yeah.
good balance. You have that Earth sun sign, which gives you practicality as a businessman and a person who brings value. But you have Pisces rising, which is the way you show yourself, and a Pisces moon. Which is how you feel. So your whole way in which you interact with the environment is through Pisces, which creates rapport with the other.
And you were totally right about one of the things that I think is one of my major lessons this lifetime is I am able to connect with people, but it's very difficult for me to disconnect
mm-hmm.
with someone. Like it's so, and it makes me feel safe to intuit what's going on with someone before they say it. Do you know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? But then the flip side of that, though, is it becomes overwhelming and I can't disconnect.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I can be kind of hot and cold.
Well, and hot and cold, yes. And this is why understanding about your Pisces rising and your Pisces moon as far as being a psychic and how you go into rapport, but then how you disconnect.
Yeah.
How you can disconnect so you can create the balance between self and other.
Mm.
Because so you are learning how to encourage the development of the other
mm.
because of what you've learned about developing yourself.
Mm.
But to find the balance there to where you stay in your own power and empower the other is something that is sounds really easy, but it's difficult.
It's Neptune, really hard.
It's Neptune up on the midheaven. People project onto you whatever they want to see. Also, you're a mirror.
Mm.
You're a mirror for people. All your life, people may not have seen you clearly.
Mm.
They don't know what maybe you could have had, you know, not to portray anything that you don't want to have some divulged on the radio.
No,
but,
no,
you
no,
know,
no.
There
go
was
to town.
Some difficulty in your home life.
Yeah.
You were probably somewhat traumatized by events that caused you to be shocked and traumatized as a kid, and it upset your center to where you tried to perceive you tried to interpret what was about to happen to you before it was going to happen because there was unexpected shocking events that happened to you. And part of what that does is make a person more intuitive and psychic and develop your sixth sense so that you could protect yourself.
I have to say, you guys, if you've listened before, Stephanie and I, we do not know each other that well. We've just met. I've been following her work for a while. She's completely right. I was sexually abused as a kid, and I always say in lectures, one of the ways that I think I harnessed my ability was I was trying to figure out what was going on in the environment.
Yeah.
You're 100% correct. How do you see that?
Well, and so this is where the study comes in, is that each planet rules all whole myriad of things.
Mm.
See, and you have Uranus, the planet of trauma, in the eighth house of sex and death.
Mm.
So what this means is, if you want to sexually traumatize, what that does, though, is that it opens up your awareness. It instantly, like, opens your awareness up and allows you to understand all kinds of different levels of perception. That Uranus opposes your sun, which is that you're always trying to keep it grounded. You're always trying to keep it grounded, but then you always go out into what's not grounded and what's unusual.
Yeah,
and that's what you're talking about, the bipolar sort of thing of... And this is, again, makes you...
Was I just called bipolar?
I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
I love bipolar. Anybody is bipolar.
We're thoroughly entertaining.
Absolutely. But, and one more thing, I know we're probably getting low on time. Higher octaves, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto. We've all learned about the solar system when we were kids.
Mm.
We learn about the order. Mm. Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are the farthest ones out in our solar system. They're called the higher octaves. They rule transpersonal energy. The internet is Uranus, all technology. Mm. Neptune is alcohol, drugs, and mysticism, spiritualism. Mm. And Pluto is...
So escape things.
And escape things.
Mm.
And Pluto, when we discovered Pluto, we split the atom bomb.
Mm.
We split the atom and created the atom bomb. Pluto is massive destruction and healing, massive healing. When you have prominent higher octaves, which you do, Neptune is at the top of your chart, which means you radiate this energy of the mystic.
Mm.
Uranus opposes the sun, which means you're unconventional, new age, you break territory, you're a rebel and a maverick.
Mm.
And Pluto is opposed your Venus and your Mars, which means that you're not satisfied with the conventional. You want to love deeply. You want to have deep passion. You
it's
want
true.
To be compelled by love. You can't get enough love, which is why you have 5,000, 10,000 people loving you.
Right.
You know, you have to be a performer on some level. You could also have been an actor. You could have been a musician.
It's funny that you say that, because I've always had a hard time accepting that, because people have said before, like, oh, you're a performer. And I'm like, no, I'm a teacher. But I've tried to accept the fact that there is a part of me that does like performing.
And when Neptune comes across
your eyes, people listening.
When Neptune comes across your ascendant in 2012, all of your audience can be here to witness.
Mm.
You are going to go into some different level of self-expression that's not behind the scenes.
Amazing. I'm obsessed. That was totally fun. And of course, when we're off the air, I'll get the negative stuff as well. But that was amazing. Guys, the phones are ringing off the hook already. So if you want to give a call and talk to us, our number is 1-800-930-2819. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. If you can't get through, I'm going to give you information. Go to stephanie-jones.com. That's Stephanie with a P-H, or call 323-369-8221. That number again is 323-369-8221. And I see Bill in Connecticut, Beth in Maine, Jane in Alabama. If you guys have questions, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button. I may read one of your questions on the air, which is going to be very exciting. And don't forget, oh my God, there's so much, the giveaway as well. So go to the Facebook page, join the sweepstakes, and you can get all of the information and possibly win a 1.5 hour reading with Stephanie, which you just heard is totally amazing. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go to your calls. It's very exciting. My guest today, astrologer Stephanie Jones. I still have chills. I'm a performer. It's a big year next year. I'm excited. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Can't promise tomorrow, but I promise tonight. Excuse me, and I might drink a little more than I should tonight, and I might take you home.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Whey. Action Whey is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Whey has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Whey and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. To find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hi guys, it's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser, and joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity. So if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hi, I'm astrologer Stephanie Jones, and this is your Astro Update for September. The sun is in Virgo, the sign of the harvest. And I love it when the sun's in Virgo, I can finally get something done. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com for further updates and see where the sun in Virgo brings the gifts of the harvest to you in your birth chart. That's 323-369-8221.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, my guest today, astrologer Stephanie Jones, and it's fascinating to me, Stephanie, we have people on all the time, sometimes the phone doesn't ring, but with you, the phone is ringing off the hook.
Oh, good.
So, immediately, I want to go to our first caller, who I believe we have Heather on the line. Good morning, Heather.
Hi.
Say hi to Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie, how are you?
Hi, Heather, I'm well, how are you?
I'm good, I think.
So what's your question?
In 5 minutes, I'll know if I'm even better.
What's your question?
You know, I'm sort of in this kind of crossroads path with my career, and I'm wondering if I should be going this self-employment route. Like, I have a lot of kind of small things going on, if I should just sort of channel that all together and really put, you know, a Heather product out there.
Hmm. And do you do some kind of, you know, health, food, or service thing? Is it what?
Basically, I'm like a booker. I book guests for TV shows and for radio, and then I also credential for the carpet, and I have a couple different clients that I cultivate that are sort of small and, you know, small, that I'm wondering if I need to sort of kind of, you know, harness and put all together and kind of brand myself as that.
And have you been thinking about it for a couple of years now already?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's not a bad time to do it, actually. And if you could still be independent, if you could be like an independent consultant and have a couple of different things going, this actually might be a really important and successful time for you to strike out on your own. You have the capability of being self-employed, and you have the capability of working out of your home and having clients that you are very successful with and who are very loyal to you, and it's a natural skill set that you do have. You might have a little bit of worry, of course, about, you know, other people's money, if people are going to if your clients are going to have the finances they need to hire you. But if you've got enough money to make it, give yourself a little cushion for a while because you have been thinking about this for a while, it's a very important step in self-development. You are natural with having clients and being successful, and it could be a very good time for you to do this over the next year. You don't have to jump on it tomorrow, but to make yourself, to let yourself have the freedom over the 2012 to get it going and set yourself up and give yourself a foundation, it's kind of a perfect time, actually.
Hey, Heather, what's your sign?
Gemini.
You're She's a Gemini.
And so is Gemini like a sign that would normally be self-employed? Like, are they considered independent people?
Well, I mean, any Gemini can be self-employed or employed by others. It's not as much about the Gemini. What the Gemini thing is about her being a communicator and having many clients and doing 2 to 3 to 5 things at once and being versatile and quick-witted and having a vision to connect people. The thing that makes her be a good self-employed person, if in fact she feels mature enough and ready, is the fact that she's got major Mercury, which is the ruler of Gemini, trining Uranus, which is the planet of independence, uniqueness, being self-employed, being an entrepreneur. This is a perfect time for her to be thinking about that, and that Mercury's going to trine her Uranus for the next 5 years. And so, and Neptune just came across her ascendant when I was telling what's going to happen to you next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's been happening to Heather for the past 3 years.
So that
she's been really developing her own self-image and her own self-consciousness and seeing herself differently and coming from behind the scenes, right, Heather? You want to step out from behind the scenes, am I correct?
Well, yeah, I like the sort of flexibility. I get tired with just doing one thing, and I think that's how I sort of, stumbled upon kind of having 5 or 6 different things going on.
Mm-hmm. That's the Gemini.
That's the Gemini.
She's got multi things, both hands and 2 pies,
Cool. Well, it sounds like you should go for it, Heather.
Oh, that's scary.
So like I say, you don't have to do it like in 5 minutes.
Right.
Let yourself have the time over the next 6 months to develop your branding, develop your website, develop your skill set to where you can give yourself a foundation. The thing about being a Gemini that you want to watch for is not being grounded and skipping across the water without the proper grounding. You can afford to give yourself the roots that you need to make this go forward in a successful way.
Sounds great. I love it. Thanks for the call, Heather.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller, who I believe is Amber. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
So what's your sign?
Gemini.
She's a Gemini.
Another Gemini.
Well, yeah.
Are they narcissists? Are we getting all the Geminis calling
in? All the Geminis are calling today. They want to talk.
So what's your question, Amber?
I've been in a relationship for about a year, and I just want to see, where you see it going. There's a future.
What's your feel? I mean, are you feeling the in your chart? I'm just going to talk about your chart. Your feelings about it are something that we want to just bring compassion and ease and love to your feelings about it, because your relationship is really beautiful if you allow for independence.
Mm.
There
mm-hmm.
needs to be an open allowing for both of you to do whatever you need to do and maybe not do all the same things all at the same time, and for your partner to have his way to go and you to have your way to go when necessary, and for you to not feel fear about that or to interpret that as some kind of something that causes you concern.
That sounds about right.
Well, what I always say to you, Amber, is you said you've been together for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always say that two souls, once they get to a year, it's almost like you've been on an audition for a period of time. And when you get to that year mark, you both start to show your crazy side to each other.
Yeah.
So there's this point that's like, I didn't know you bit your toenails.
Yeah.
So I think there's this point of getting comfortable with being safe with each other, exposing your vulnerabilities. And that can feel rocky, but kind of similarly to echo what Stephanie was saying, it can also be really beautiful and fun. I think that's kind of an interesting thing to see your weaknesses and your flaws. Do you know what I mean, Stephanie?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that you don't interpret that as abandonment.
Interesting.
Right.
Do you have abandonment issues?
I think it has been interesting and fun and safe so far.
Right. So I feel like it's going to work energetically. What does it look like forecast for her as far as love? Does it seem rocky or does it look like smooth sailing?
No, one of the reasons why I wanted to ask, it looks like very smooth sailing and it's very lovely if you don't interpret the difference in your nature as abandonment.
Bad thing.
That's
right.
It.
Okay.
You let your person be as free and lovely as they were when you first were excited by that energy.
Right.
Now that energy now is causing you a little bit of consternation, like, whoa, can I control this thing? And that's what you don't want to do. You don't have to control it. It's really easy and sweet and gentle and we'll
let it be.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Amber.
That seems right. Thank you.
Have
You're
a
welcome.
Great day.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So I love how you do that because you can actually see based on the sign whether or not they're going to get along. And I remember when I was dating before I met David, I would always frantically like grab an astrology book and flip in to see. And it was always right, you know, some of the triggers, some of the positive things, but it was always right.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to try another call? Can we go to another call? Do we have time, David?
Yeah, we have
okay,
time.
Okay, cool. Who do we have?
We have Jane in Marysville.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
In Marysville,
morning,
Washington.
Jane.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Jane?
Yeah. Fine.
So what's going on in your life? What's your sign first?
I'm a Pisces.
A Pisces. Okay. And what's your question?
I wanted to know about any relationship in my life or anything that's just kind of at a standstill right now where I am.
Well, I have to be honest with you. Do you mind if I start on this
Please.
One? When I focus on your energy, everything feels constricted and very, very close to the physical body. When I scan the aura, the farther away things are from the physical body, the more open and approachable the energy is. And when I focus on you, everything feels really constricted and close to me. It's like I'm protecting myself, and I want to make sure that I'm shielded, and I want to make sure that I'm guarded. And it's interesting to me because I do think that you're actually an inherently very, very sensitive individual that can connect with people when you want to. But the image that you project to the world is a little bit standoffish. And so what I think you have to do is develop a little bit more of like a semi-permeable shield where you're allowing more energy to come in. Because right now it feels a little blocked to me. Have you been feeling blocked?
Yes, I have. I used to be open and happy and just out there. And over, I don't know, last couple of years, it's just kind of gotten sucked in.
And what are some of the characteristics for Pisces? Aren't Pisces people supposed to be normally approachable?
Well,
yeah,
one of the things that is nice to allow in is that sometimes you go into a deeper river inside of yourself. You go in for refreshment, for rejuvenation. You go inside to be nourished. And that going inside for nourishment isn't always necessarily interpreted in the best way
right.
as being stuck or something's wrong. Sometimes you just need to go in and replenish. And when you decide you're done, you decide you want something else happening in your life, it's that simple. You manifest it within a couple of months because you've let it happen. You've decided. You release your resistance. And if you also want to see what maybe started to shut you down and started to keep you at home, if there was a trigger or an issue.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm guessing, Jane, if we go back kind of in the past few years, there's some kind of marker that, or scar, if you will, that may not have seemed that profound at the time, but triggered you going in, and now I feel like I'm cocooned there and comfortable, but it may not, that energy may not be supporting what I want to bring in, i.e. a relationship, energy, intimacy, all that stuff. But I think there might have been some kind of a trigger. Do you have a connection to that?
I'm trying to think of what it would have been, but I'll have to think about it.
Yeah, here's what I want you to do. I want you, after you get off the phone with us for today, I want you to kind of lightly generalize the past couple of years and just go through when you saw a shift of when you went in. Because I totally agree with Stephanie that, you know, it's okay to go in. It's okay to kind of focus on your energy and rejuvenate. But I find sometimes people get not addicted to it, but they get really comfortable in that space and it may not be serving their highest good. So we have to change things just a little. And, you know, I always say this, energy follows thought and thought directs energy. So even just thinking, today I'm going to be more open. I'm going to try not to be as guarded because I really realize that's not working for me. It will help you attract in more energy. Okay?
And because that time is over.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just time to recognize it and get ready for that next transition. Hey, thanks for the call, Jane. I appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Guys, I'm obsessed with this now. I'm totally into astrology. So Stephanie's going to join us occasionally, and she's going to talk about what's going on, you know, what we can focus on. And you'll hear, you know, right now the moon is in the harvest. What? The sun is in the harvest.
The sun is in Virgo, Dougal, you sweetie. It's the opposite of Pisces.
Okay.
Not your sun, but it's in the harvest. This is when the threshers and the wheat, and we make the big piles of hay, and we bring in the corn. That's what Virgo is. She rules health, food, service, and the fall. We go back to school.
Virgo. So what sun. Do we want to do this month with the sun and the harvest? How can I use that to, you know, or those of us listening, like, what are we, is it a planning time?
It's time to clean up. It's time to, you know, edit, organize, get rid of things you no longer need, prepare for the winter, stock up. If we weren't in the golden state where we don't really have seasons,
right.
You know, you would be preparing for the winter.
Okay. Guys, Stephanie Jones, my new favorite astrologer. If you want to get information, go to Stephanie-Jones.com. That's with a PH. You can also call her at, I don't have her number in front of me. I'm sorry.
323-369-8221.
One more time.
323-369-8221.
I'm so glad you came on the show.
Thank you so much.
That was super fun. And don't forget, Stephanie's giving away an hour and a half reading. So go to the Facebook page, like the page. On the left-hand column, you'll see something that says sweepstakes. Enter your name and information, and next week we'll choose a winner and we'll say it on the air. And you can have a reading just like I did. Sue in Michigan, Nicole in Florida, I see all of you. I'm going to try and read them next segment. Unfortunately, Stephanie has to go, but you have to promise to come back with
us. Oh, thank you.
You promise?
Have a great day.
Okay.
I can't wait.
It was so good to have you guys. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break. And I'll be right back. Hi, guys. It's me, Psychic Dougal Fraser. And joining me is Colette Baron-Reed. Colette, do you want to tell them the news?
You bet I do. Next April, I've asked Dougal and psychic Dr. Carmen Hara to host a Caribbean cruise with me.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. You guys, on April 21st, 2012, we will set sail from Fort Lauderdale, Florida on a 7-night journey through the Western Caribbean. Where are we going, Colette?
We're going to all the best beaches, Princess Keys in the Bahamas, Curacao, Aruba, and when you're not enjoying the sun, there'll be readings, lectures, and classes taught by all of us.
Guys, you really don't want to miss out on this opportunity, so if you want to get more information about our Caribbean cruise, Psychics on the Sea, go to ColetteBaronReed.com or DougalFraser.com. Click on our appearances or events page and you can find out how to join. Colette, I will see you on the Lido deck.
You betcha.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Hi, I'm astrologer Stephanie Jones, and this is your astro update for September. The sun is in Virgo, the sign of the harvest. And I love it when the sun's in Virgo. I can finally get something done. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com for further updates and see where the sun in Virgo brings the gifts of the harvest to you in your birth chart. That's 323-369-8221.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, and I'm already feeling a loss that Stephanie had to run. We definitely have to have her back. That was so interesting. I mean, I really haven't had a reading in years, and which is strange, considering what I do for a living. But that was really interesting, and she was totally right. But I do want to know the negatives, too, because you know there's some blockage in there.
Well, it was interesting just to hear the practical implications on how to really apply it to your life. That was really cool.
And there's something, I mean, I was never an amazing scholar, so there's something about the minute I hear the word science, numbers, it's like I become 16 again and I just start staring out the window and I'm no longer being
puberty.
Exactly. And I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do this afternoon? So it just kind of shuts me down. But hey, guys, if you're listening on KKNW in Seattle, I am coming to Seattle at the end of this month. I'm doing an appearance at Fly Fitness, which, guys, do you remember our cosmic coaching winner, Casey? She went through that whole journey where she decided she wanted to become a trainer and do spin classes. Well, she's working at Fly Fitness, which I believe is in Kirkland. And on September 22nd, I'm doing a really intimate kind of event. It's only going to be, I think, 20 people, 25 people. Mm-hmm. Think of it kind of like a gallery reading. You know, when I do bigger events, it's kind of hard for me to get to everyone. But in that kind of a setting, I'm going to be talking about meditation. I'm going to be talking about the process that I use. And I'm going to be doing a ton of readings. Come take a spin class with me. It'll be very exciting. So again, it's called Fly Fitness. If you want to call them and get more information, I will also be doing a workshop on September the 25th at the East West Bookstore. I'm doing a psychic development workshop where I will teach you to see the same colors that I talk about. It's really fun. Again, a very small group. I think we're only doing 12 or 14 people. I do not like big groups because I want people to have a real experience and not feel like they're getting lost in the crowd. Topics of discussion that I must discuss. We've been very deep. We've talked, you know, great stuff, but I want to know, Benny, did you watch the premiere of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No, I missed it. I've been so thrown off with the holiday and so forth. But Benny, you're going to have to fill me in.
I send you a list of things to do.
You don't know why.
Most of them require watching television.
David sends me the list of things to do.
That's true.
Okay, so don't even go there.
Well, you know, so the big deal about this season was that I can't.
It's kind of tragic. Taylor's
husband committed suicide after the taping.
Yes. Right.
And so this morning, it was a big deal for a while of whether or not they were actually going to air the episode. And then this morning, they aired it last night. And I guess the way that it started, spoiler alert, I'm going to talk about it. So if you haven't seen it, the way that they started is they just kind of had a living room. They were in someone's living room and they all kind of processing how they felt about the loss and what it brings up.
It looks like they taped like very recently, like just a couple days ago, all of them in a room being like, I'm so sorry. This
except
is terrible.
Taylor.
Right. This is so tragic. And then they kind of move into what they pre-taped and they're all because they're all, you know, kind of saying nasty things about him, which in retrospect is really very sad.
Well, here's the interesting thing. So they were on the three of them were on the Today Show this morning, and I haven't read the review, but apparently the LA Times, you know, did kind of like a scathing review, and Entertainment Weekly as well, basically saying, you know, they should have canned the show. You know, is Bravo profiting from profiling what this guy's depression and what he was going through? And I had an interesting take on it. Now, I realize we joke about these shows all the time, and I think it's interesting we're in this climate of obsession with reality TV, and it's inevitable that something like this would happen, that we wouldn't know that someone was suffering, and then we would see, you know, a major transition go through. I think it's kind of interesting that we are going to be able to watch this process and possibly be able to see some of the signs that weren't necessarily registered. Hmm. Because, you know, 6 degrees of separation, I've had people in my life who have taken their lives. I've certainly counseled people who have worked through it. And a lot of what you hear is, I didn't know. I wish they had reached out to me. I wish they had felt safe in some way. And a lot of times when people are in depression, you know, it's so deep, it's so intense, they don't have the tools to actually look outside of themselves and reach out. I don't even know if they're aware of it. And so,
well, I also agree with you, but it also seems like culturally certain people you're just raised in the kind of family where it's like if you admit to even going to therapy, well then you're as good as crazy because who would need therapy?
Now where do you know that?
Maybe
David's turning red right now. His therapist, David's family thinks that he like hears voices because he goes to
because
therapy.
I go to therapy.
Yeah,
right?
They think he's like completely. Which
I hear voices all day long. I'm fine. I think you're just. just fine, David. Don't worry about it so much.
And it's interesting because in the episode last night, I'm so terrible with the names.
Lisa's British husband, and her husband, he had the same reaction, right?
Right, because Taylor said, so this is what was taped before or filmed before the suicide. She said, we're going to therapy right now. We're trying to work on it. And I thought it was so interesting that, you know, he then responded with, anyone that goes to therapy, like, I see that as a weakness.
Is weak, right.
That's crazy.
Which I thought was very honest. It was very honest. I mean, it is his opinion, but it was kind of powerful. Like, she was really upset about it, and I don't know.
Well, they are British, too, and I know that this is kind of a stereotype, but they aren't the most emotional.
Right, expressing
people. We tend to be a little bit more expressive. But I think this will be interesting. I mean, I have mixed feelings about it. I thought, you know, yeah, they should re-edit it, because in the first season, it was my interpretation that he was kind of seen as possibly, like, a little abusive verbally.
Well, yeah, he was, I mean, he looked like a monster. Come on.
In my
opinion, he was very mean to his wife, and they were fighting all the time, and he never wanted her to go out. It was, you know, obviously, in retrospect, things were going on.
Do you think maybe there was some backlash from that, and he still hasn't gotten over it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no way that you can become like a public villain and not have that kind of affect you.
Right.
So I did want to say, you know, if you or anyone you know seems depressed or you've got questions about that, there's always help. You know, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. You know, give that number out. You know, ask questions. But again, the person around you may not know that they need to look outside of themselves. So I'm interested to see how they kind of edit. I just thought it was also an interesting talking point with where we are with reality TV. Are we going too far? Is it pushing people to extremes? It's going to be interesting. So what else is going on? Color is my Prozac. Okay, guys.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, wait, even more importantly, so you've heard the commercial for the cruise. In the month of September, you can reserve your spot for the cruise for $100. It's only $100. They're only doing it in the month of September, mainly because we can only carve out so many rooms. So if you want to reserve your spot and pay on a plan slowly throughout the year, I totally get it. So this is the time to do it. You can go to my website. There's an image on the homepage, or go to lifejourneys.net if you want to reserve your spot. But this month, I'm going to record a new commercial because that one's kind of, you know, we need more energy. But so for this month, it's only $100 to reserve your spot. Good stuff. I feel like we have so much travel going on, David. Benny, we're trying to decide if we should bring Bernie to Seattle.
Oh, that's right. After the little escapade on the last venture,
well, he
right?
Did pretty well.
And
here's the thing. We fly to Seattle, then we come home for a day, then we go to New York, then like 2.5 weeks later, we go to Dallas. So it's all this traveling.
Well, you're doing all these events. The thing is, you're doing all these events, and we're trying to decide if... Would that be weird if I was, like, standing there with a dog next to me, or would people think that was cute? I don't really know.
Cute. Just so you know, I Skype with Benny while we do the show, and the smile on his face is both it's cute
I
and
love it.
Kind of hysterical.
I think it's great. I think it's great. He's part of the family. You should take him along wherever. You're the next, you know, I mean, the celebrities do it already, right?
But I don't want to be that person. Like, could we get any more stereotypical gay men traveling with our white fluffy dog?
Well, okay, if you want to put it that way. Yeah. However... I'm saying he is literally a part of your family. You talk about him a lot. I think a lot of people now are enjoying the whole idea and want to meet I want to meet him.
Maybe he should be the spokesperson
I think
the
he
show.
Should.
We should have a Bernie report.
The mascot.
Bernie news.
I think the mascot, yes. Yeah.
So, guys, we might. So, that's even more incentive. Don't come meet us. Come meet Bernie.
Have like a little Dougal Fraser shirt, you know, and like,
have, like
a little backpack.
A plaid vest in the Fraser
See?
Tartan. Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
Oh, they're going shopping today. Oh, my God, it's going to take all day now. Write it down, David. Carve out the time all day. This is going
to
be great.
I didn't
great.
Even get to any of these instant feedback questions. Mm. My God. Oh, this is a good question, though. I also wanted to say, with astrology, one of my favorite things to do, if you're interested, because we just had a friend have a baby. We have so many friends right now who are pregnant. I love to buy as a gift the natal chart for the baby that can then send, or you can have the reading on the phone. Because wouldn't that be cool when the twins were born? Like, to know, like,
to have an astrological...
what kind of energy they are and like, what direction.
Yeah. I kind of wish we had that now.
We should do that.
Okay.
We should have Stephanie, maybe when Stephanie comes back on, she can focus on the twins
Done.
And see what kind of... That would be totally cool.
Perfect.
And who's different according to, like, the minute or the second? Who's first?
Ethan was first by, like, honestly, like 2 minutes.
2 minutes. But I think that makes a difference.
Oh,
in people's
their
charts.
Personalities are already showing.
Yeah.
Literally.
And that was the one other question I wanted to ask her, too, was... you know, with all of our friends now, people plan when they're going to have their kids with, like, a C-section.
Right, to induce.
How does that affect astrology?
Yeah.
And do people ever plan accordingly? Like, I'd rather have a Pisces or a Virgo or something like that. See, I got to memorize these signs. People are really going to work on it. Anyway, guys, I've had so much fun this week. We're going to be live again next week. I'll be taking your calls, just me, taking your calls, answering all your questions. If you want more information, you can go to dougalfraser.com and click on Recent Press. And don't forget, if you want to win a 1.5-hour reading with Stephanie, go to the Facebook page, click like on the left-hand column, enter sweepstakes, and next week we'll announce the winner. I'm all about free stuff right now. It's all about what we can get for you to give away, because I want you to have free stuff. It's my new thing. That is my goal for the fall, free stuff for all of the listeners. Because it's fun to get free stuff. So again, go to my website. There's so many ways you can do it. David's got us all hooked up on the internet. I don't know how any of it functions, so you really should email him. Guys, we're going to be live again next week. I appreciate your calls. I appreciate you being a part of the show. It's super fun. I'm Dougal Fraser. Thanks for everything, and I'll see you next week.